USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All this legislation is live and well in the general public.
Police in Philadelphia say an 8-hour standoff is now over. The suspected gunman walked out with his hands up. He allegedly shot 6 officers who were taken to the hospital, treated, and then released. Police union leader John McNesby.
Somebody upstairs was watching over these cops today. 6 cops, all shot, and they're all released and going home to their families.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Following recent deadly mass shootings, top Democrats on gun reform are now looking to have a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about the problem. In a letter, the heads of the House Democratic Task Force on Gun Violence Prevention say they want to discuss a pair of proposals that are designed to strengthen background checks for all gun sales. The letter was signed by Representative Mike Thompson, the chairman of the task force, and 17 other members of the group. Thousands of people gathered at a baseball stadium in downtown El Paso to remember the victims from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border that were killed in this month's mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart. Following a deadly mountaineering season on Mount Everest, the Nepal Government Committee is requiring climbers to have scaled tall mountains, undergo training, and possess certificates of good health and insurance, and will recover rescue costs if required. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A reality TV husband and wife is facing tax evasion. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Recently, it premiered a spinoff called Growing Up Chrisley. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyer says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Serbian officials this week confirmed that African swine fever has infected hogs in their nation, making it the 18th country battling the incurable disease. The virus has been found in at least 36 countries on 3 continents since June 2018. Officials say it has been controlled or eradicated in half of the countries, most of them in Africa. Meanwhile, unaffected countries around the globe are bolstering their defenses, including the United States. In May, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced plans to start testing for the virus among American hogs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.